Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. I'm doing a quick little car cast here, and I do not own the rights to the music. Little snippet of a song that I used to love back in the day. I had the CD from Mary Mary, and the song was called In the Morning, and I was back in Pennsylvania, and I was rolling around in my Jeep, and that was one that was on my playlist on repeat. Let me turn it up a little bit. I love this song. Sun is gonna shine again. Oh. It's been a minute, but I'm gonna have to put that back on my playlist. That is such a positive, uplifting song. And when I talk about what I just want to talk about real quick, you'll understand why that is so relevant and so apropos for this moment. I was sitting in my car, and again, I do not own the rights to that song. I was sitting in my vehicle. I was at a location about to go do something, and then I decided not to, but I needed to send out some emails and other communications to my attorney and the investigator that I spoke with the other day. So I was sitting in my car for about a good 30, 40 minutes taking care of this. And I looked up a few times and I noticed a young lady in the parking lot, and she's walking around talking to various people. So I already know it's a money situation, and from looking at her, I know it's a drug situation. But I kind of was focused on, you know, what I was doing. And eventually she made her way over to my car. And, you know, she said, "Excuse me, ma'am." I said, "Yes, what is it?" And she's like, "Listen, I don't want your money." I'm like, "Okay." She's like, "I don't want your money. I'm just hungry. So, you know, there's a few restaurants over here. If you could just, you know, get me something to eat." So I'm just kind of looking at her, and I'm like, I'm thinking I only have $10 on me, and I know I need about $5 for something that I was about to go do. And no, it's not anything to eat. it's not anything to eat or anything like that. But that's all I, you know, brought out with me. So I kind of sized her over, and I knew in my spirit, and just looking at her, I've dealt with this situation many times through the years, as I'm sure most of you have. And I just said, "Sorry, can't do it right now." And then I looked over at the restaurants, and I said, "It's time of morning. These restaurants aren't open. It's like a pizza place and a wing place or whatever." And so, she walked away, and I saw her approach a few more people. And then now I'm kind of stopping what I'm doing, and then I'm looking up at her, and then I'm like, "You know what? Let me go help this, you know, this girl." She looks to be about in her early 20s. So I said, "You know, let me go help her." So I was about to pull my car off. And then she walked over to the guy that parked near me. She gave him her story, and he shook his head. So as he was walking away, I said, "Are any of these stores even open?" She said, yeah. So I'm looking at I said, "Okay." I said, "I'm going to drive my car over there." And then I said, "Here." I said, "I have a bag now. I just bought a bag of chips from Giant. They had buy one, get one free. My son wanted some salt and vinegar. So I got my favorite all-time Southern Sweet Heat barbecue chips. And I brought them out, you know, to have a snack, you know, while I'm out." and I had 2 bottles of water. So I said, here you go. I said, here's a bag of chips and a water. I said, and I'll, you know, I said, I don't have a lot on me. I said, but I'll see, you know, what I can get you to eat. So she said, okay, thank you. So she started walking over. I go to pull into a lot, not paying attention. I pull my car up and I hit a bumper. Thank God it was a work vehicle that was already all scratched up and everything. So I pulled up too far, not concentrating. First of all, I'm in a mood looking through all of these emails and sending all of this stuff out. It's making me realize all of the different things that I have been dealing with. This stuff has been going on for years. I'm looking through pictures, you know, different things that have happened in my house. And I'm notating on, you know, the emails, what it's in reference to with the complaint and all this. So I'm already kind of in a different frame of mind. And so I pull up and I hit the back, you know, the bumper of the work truck or whatever. The guy came over. He just looked. He looked at the back of it and just went on and got in his truck. Because I was like, well, she ain't do anything to mine. Then I got out and I have a little, you know, little scratch on the front of my car. So I get back, you know, come back to the car, and she's standing there. And I'm looking at this girl, and I know what the situation is. So I said, what's your name? She gave me her name. I said, why are you out on the streets like this? She said, well, me and my mom don't get along. I said, okay. I said, but you shouldn't be out on the streets like this. I said, so you do know that there are different places all, you know, in this area. And she's like, oh yeah, well, I know where the Kennedy shelter is. I don't know. I said, I understand all of that. I said, but you know, there are places that you can go and get help. I said, I had $5 in my hand. I said, I can get you something to eat, but I said, you really should try to, you know, get some help so that you're not walking around on the streets like this, you know? So she said, okay. And I see her face changing, right? So after I give her the $5, the five of the 10 that I have on me, she says, I'm probably just going to go over to the smoke shop. And I look up because it's right next to the restaurant. And then I see on the other, the wing place, the sign says open. But the, you know, the restaurant next to it, and I've eaten at the restaurant next to it when they opened up. My husband, you know, took us there. They sell cheesesteaks and stuff like that. So they weren't open. But she says, I'm going to go in the smoke shop and probably just get another bag of chips. I said, wow. I just gave you a big bag of chips and some water. I said, so you're going to take that money? You said you were hungry. I said, you're not going to get any food? Now she really flipped and got a tude. And I was just like, what? She said, yeah, well, I'm just going to go in there, you know, and just get some more chips and stuff. I said, so you're not going to go in the smoke shop and get something to smoke? No, I'm not going to get anything to smoke. I want something to eat. I said, so then why aren't you going to get something to eat? And then she just kind of looked blankly. I said, okay. I said, I tell you what, you go ahead on, you take that, you do what you need to do. And then she walked away. She was like, yeah, I'm going. I said, oh, and then you're going to get an attitude after I help you. She turned around and looked at me and said, I'm not getting an attitude with you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I said, wow. I wish I had that on video, because that was just like unreal to me. And I got a little upset as I was driving away, because as I'm pulling my car out, there's two gentlemen, you know, they're all black. She's black. They're black. They all look to be about in their 20s. And there are two guys standing there with backpacks and stuff. And they're looking all zoned out. And I said, see, I knew that this was the situation. I knew it was the situation. And while she's walking away from my car, I see the two of them looking, one of the guys, they're looking and they're communicating with each other. It's like she's mouthing something. She doesn't want me to know that she's with them so I can see the full game. And she goes into the smoke shop with my little $5. Okay. It's whatever. I'm not going to stress or trip over $5, but I walked away feeling like this is one time that I wish I would have followed my mind, you know, but in retrospect, I helped her out. And, you know, whatever she decides to do with that money, she decides to do with that money. You know, I'm from Philly. And, you know, growing up back, you know, way back when I was a little girl, I walked the streets with my grandmother, my grams, Mary Alice Harris. She had such a kind and a tender heart that she tried, even with her limited income. She used to tell me, you know, grandmom has a fixed income. I didn't know what that was back then. But she had limited money. And she used to like to take me out on the avenue in Germantown. You know, she'd take me to Woolworth or McDonald's and get some breakfast. Or we'd, you know, go to McDonald's and get, you know, lunch. And then we go to Woolworth where I could pick out a little toy and she'd pick up a few house supplies. And I remember there was this little discount store, whatever discount stores all up and down Germantown Avenue. But after we kind of left the avenue, we just take a nice little walk all the way to her house up the hill and everything. And she stopped in the thrift store sometimes and buy me. I remember one day she bought me two little, you know, they were like sweat jackets that belonged to a sweatsuit, but it was a jacket and they were colorful and pretty. And I still can see it. I was no more than 7, 8 at that time. And I can see those jackets. One was like a magenta, pretty purple color with a yellow outline. Doesn't sound very good looking back on it today, but I thought they were so pretty. And she bought me a puzzle from Woolworth. And then, you know, she told me to go home and put everything away in my bag because she says, funny now, I'm 53. I didn't understand this stuff then, but she, you know, my aunts, my youngest aunts were still at home. And she told me while we were walking, she said, now, baby, when we get in the house, I just want you to go ahead and put this stuff in your bag. And, you know, don't show your aunts because they think I show you favoritism. So I was obedient and I did what she told me. But as I got older and thought about that, I said, wow, that little stuff was nothing for anybody to be jealous over. But anyway, you know, I love reminiscing and thinking about my grandmother. I had so many good times growing up, you know, around her. But because I watched her give to so many people, you know, and help people, that seed was planted in me. And so at a young age, I began helping people on the streets of Philadelphia, feeding, you know, hungry people and giving people money. And she told me years later, she said, you know, you got the gift of helps like your grandmother does. And she would tell me, you know, things like, you know, I know we want to try to help people. You want to try to help everyone and you can't help everyone. And she said, you know, just use wisdom and discretion on how you help people and, you know, let the Holy Ghost be your guide on, she said, because everybody doesn't need help. Some people, you know, come to take advantage and things like that. So I always try to follow those guidelines. Now I've helped people in drug situations before. When I saw her, it made me think of another young lady that I helped closer to home. I used to see her. She's a black young lady and she used to be out there with this white guy. And sometimes they'd be arguing and stuff. But we always knew it was a drug situation. Every now and then I would see her. And then sometimes I was out there, you know, actually giving out platters. I would cook and, you know, fix meals and I would give them food, even, you know, the guy or whatever. And one day she was in a really bad state. And we saw them. I was with my husband and my son, and we saw them at the Dollar Tree. And she was just going ballistic and, you know, going off on this guy and following him in the store. And she's, you know, by the time we came out the store, she was crying and breaking down. And so I just told my, I said, I'll be back. So I went over. I said, is everything okay? And she just started crying. And she was like, no, I'm just hungry. And, you know, so we were near a Subway. So I told him, I said, you know, come on. I said, I'll get you something to eat. And we went in Subway. My husband went with me, took our son. And I went and I, you know, let them order their sandwiches. and drinks. And then I brought it over. So before I gave it to him, I just talked to him a little bit. And I just said, like, I don't approach people trying to be judgmental. I don't know what their situation is. I don't know what got them there. You know, I just basically, and even when I would feed people, I would pack up meals and lunches and go out and I would tell people, you know, I can only feed you this one meal. I probably can only give you a few dollars. And I've handed many people money in the streets, even sometimes when I fed them, you know, try to give them cold water and things like that. But I would tell them, I can only feed you one meal, but I know somebody who can feed you for a lifetime. And that would open up the door. And of course, when someone wants something from you, they'll listen. They're like, oh yeah, yeah. And I'm like, you know, I know a God that I serve whose name is Jesus. And I understand you have things going on. Believe it or not, I have things going on in my life. It may not be your situation, but I know that he's pulled me through different, you know, seasons of my life. And I don't like, and I was telling this young lady, I said, I've seen you out here a few times before. And I don't like seeing you out here. I don't know what brought you out here. I said, but I know that there are places that you can go and get help. I said, you're a beautiful young lady. And I don't want to see you every time I pull out my street, you know, walking around. I know the deal. And she was like, she started breaking down. She said, I miss my kids. I'm away from my kids. I don't have my kids and, you know, things like that. So we talked a little bit and I said, do y'all mind if I pray with you? And then I'll, you know, let you eat. And so I had prayer with them right there in Subway. So I'm not a stranger to this. And I know I wasn't like, oh God, oh Father, oh Heavenly Father. I just whispered and said a prayer for God. And for a while I didn't see her. I saw him continuing on, you know, walking up and down the highway and things, but I hadn't seen her for a while. Then I saw her again one day and then I didn't see her anymore. So hopefully, you know, her situation worked out. It's just so upsetting to see, man, there's so much going on. And I don't want to make this a long thing, but it's just so much going on around us. And then I look at things like this and, you know, I've been through a lot myself. And when I see people, when I see individuals, I've never done the drug thing, the alcohol, the party thing. Yeah, I've had a few drinks. I like coolers. I've never been a drinker, though. I've never smoked or, you know, did the party thing. That just wasn't for me because I came up watching my parents do it and I loathed it from an early age, from the sounds to the smells to the, you know, the arguments that would ensue after people supposedly came together and had a good time. I didn't know or understand what was supposed to be fun about it. So I stayed away from that. But I know when I look at people like this and the young lady that I encountered today, it's like, it's only but the grace of God that I'm not in that situation. So my frame of mind, as I was sitting here, I was saying, look, I'm dealing with a whole lot of stuff. I mean, a whole lot of stuff right now. And part of me was feeling like, man, I don't feel like dealing with anybody else's stuff. And I'm looking at everybody else. Everyone else walked away from her. I just saw her. She went to about five or six different people before she approached my car. And so it's like, I don't want to be bothered with this right now. Like, why are you coming to me? And then the scripture came to mind, be careful about entertaining strangers because you could be entertaining angels unaware. So I always try to do something, you know, when I pass people on the street. I'm going to be honest. I was a little bit irritated after I drove away and realized that, you know, okay, I fell for it. I fell for the game. It's only $5. I'm not making a big deal about that, but I knew from the beginning what the situation was, but my heart, you know, wanted to show compassion. And so I did that. And so I'm just going to walk away from it saying, okay, I'll be a little more discerning next time. And, you know, I wish that I had just gone and gotten her something to eat rather than putting the money in her hand, knowing what the three of them will use it for. But just another lesson learned. You know, we have to be careful out here, guys, even when we're doing something to try to help people. as my gram said, a woman full of wisdom. You even have to be careful and be discerning and use wisdom when you're trying to help someone. Even when we have good intentions, you know. And so I'm going to leave you with that today. I'm parked. I pulled over and I parked because I wanted to kind of sit still for a few minutes and make sure that my mind is on traveling right now, because I don't want to mess up my ride, not focusing and paying attention. And I do. I have so much swirling around me, but I thank God, because looking at that situation, I know that it could always be worse for any of us. So be blessed. Have a great day.